This is Alan Nathan of Radio America sitting in for Greg Corumbus and reporting for WorldNet Daily. Currently, there are three House committees working on the president's health care reform legislation: Ways and Means, Education and Labor, and Energy and Commerce. The most resistant has been the conservative Democrats on the Energy and Commerce Committee. The Associated Press is reporting that Mr. Obama, quote, may have to settle for a fallback strategy on health care overhaul, unquote. What are the potential consequences for the president if he can't pass health care reform, and would it be worse for the country if he could? Finally, has the press become less protective of the president during these battles with Capitol Hill? Joining us today is Andrew Breitbart, regular columnist with the Washington Times, best-selling author, and founder of Breitbart.com. Andrew, good to have you back.
How are you, Alan?
Doing well, doing well. Now, yesterday in a CBS News interview, the president said, quote, I think, rightly, a number of these so-called blue dog Democrats, more conservative Democrats, were concerned that not enough had been done on reducing costs, unquote. However, he normally posits that the only permissible dissent is his own against others, and that anyone offering a counter-argument is simply against health care, and the media seems comfortable with that. Why, in your estimation, has CNN, PBS, and MSNBC purposely and repeatedly enabled him to characterize those who disagree with his solution as equal to supporting the status quo?
He went on his Twitter account yesterday and said that those people who are against this are playing politics with people's lives and livelihoods. And why is he doing that? He's doing this because the mainstream media has been effectively neutralized, because the last time the media went to bat for him was to push the stimulus bill, which they rammed down our throats and said that it was an absolute necessity to revive the economy. It didn't work. The media went along with it. You can't do that with health care. There's no logical reason to say that this needs to be done in mid-July of 2009. It has to be done before people even read the bill. Barack Obama even admitted to not knowing about the House bill, aspects of the House bill. So because effectively the media is neutralized in this regard, he went to Twitter, which is in effect going to the net roots, the Huffington Post, to the Daily Kos, and those leftists that helped to get him elected, who he wants them to go on the attack against those people, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, talk radio, and the bloggers who are effectively right now stifling what would have been a fait accompli about 6 months ago.
I'm wondering, though, can his opponents simply have a different solution for the problem we all want to fix and have it understood that just because somebody disagrees with somebody else's remedy does not mean that by default they are in support of continuing the very problem we all want to solve?
Well, the problem is for Barack Obama is that he positioned himself as a moderate when he was elected, and in 6 months the American people see that he's an ideologue. So when he says that the health care problem needs to be fixed, he has an ideological solution that is, you know, equivalent to socialized medicine. And so the blue dog Democrats, even governors, are against this type of thing.
It strikes a lot of people that as we look at what's unfolding, a lot of these conservative Democrats are coming from states that are more vulnerable in their upcoming elections than can be said for the far left.
Well, I think that Barack Obama is in trouble right now because he's going to find out that the cures that the Huffington Post and the Daily Kos provide are only going to poison the system and make it so that people are more resistant to the type of change that Barack Obama is up against. And I think that when the mainstream media is still behind him, what is it? What tea leaves are the blue dogs reading when the mainstream media still glorifies him? So they must know that there's some reality lurking in the 2010 elections that the mainstream media is not writing about.
Is it possible that both the Daily Kos and the Huffington Post believe that whatever direction the fortunes of Obama go, so go their own?
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the hard left, that they were able to get elected under the false premise that he was a moderate. So to have Nancy Pelosi, a far-left radical, as the Speaker of the House, and a compliant Harry Reid the Democrats holding both houses, both chambers of Congress, and to have the presidency with a Barack Obama, they know 2010's coming around the bend, and they want to get that change in because they know once 2010 happens, you're going to have a much more moderating force out there, I would predict.
This is
their once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the Huffington Post Netroots far left. There was actually a conference call about 2 months ago where an alliance of the Think Progresses, the Podesta, the John Podesta type groups, where they wanted to assess or reassess the country as a center-left nation, where everybody's always posited that we're a center-right nation. And so they're basically arguing that because of the election of Barack Obama, it is the American people affirming that we're a center-left nation. But they want to ram that perception down people's throats when the fact is we're still a center-right nation. They just falsely portrayed Barack Obama as a moderate.
Well, those with opposing views, though, in this day and age don't have much of a chance, do they? I mean, how can arguments rise and fall on their merits if they're constantly subjected to a media prism that's already chosen one side over the other? How do you see any change coming about in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, look, we've talked on your show many times about the paradigm, the media paradigm shifting, and the mainstream media is losing viewership on television. And it's obviously losing the circulation battle. And so this was just like the Huffington Post and the Daily Kos putting all their money on the roulette wheel on, the red. This is exactly what the mainstream media has done. It's bet everything with its squandering interests on Obama. And if Obama doesn't work for them, I think that they know that their fortunes are going to be far worse than they were already heading.
How would you compare the Obama approach to legislative battles to those waged by Reagan, Clinton, and Bush 43 as it relates to the media in the backdrop?
Well, I think that Ronald Reagan, Obama is the reverse Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was presented as evil and stupid by the mainstream media, and over time, and it didn't take that long, the American people were able to see that he was anything but evil and anything but stupid. And the mainstream media portrayed Barack Obama as intelligent and moderate, and the American people are starting to find out not that he's stupid or evil, but that he is an ideologue. And so this is not a center-left nation. It is not a left nation. And once that perception has been, offered up as a truism to the American people that he is a leftist, it is going to be the blue dogs. It is going to be the center-right aspect of this country that's going to say, wait, we're not going to allow for you to do this. This doesn't mean that we're going to portray you as evil the way that the left and the media portrayed Bush. It means that he's going to have a very difficult time trying to get his agenda passed in Congress, and that's why he's trying to get the stuff done so quickly, because he knew that eventually, like Cinderella, midnight would hit and the American people would see him for what he is.
Are you of the impression that Barack Obama can turn this around? Is there a way he can bring back the support he has lost? Again, just to catch some folks up, we've had a Congressional Budget Office renowned for its nonpartisanship, its historic nonpartisanship, led by Douglas Elmendorf, who himself was appointed by a Democrat, insisting that the health care reform numbers just don't make it. They don't cut it. They'll prove to be more injurious than our economy can take. Actually, I believe Mr. Elmendorf's wording was somewhere along the lines of, if we adopt any of these bills, they will prove unsustainable. Is it possible for Obama, perhaps because of the media bias that he does enjoy, to bring this back to his side, or have the American people become subjected to so much additional information to which they were not previously privy that he cannot pull it off? What's your estimation?
Well, I don't think that he's Bill Clinton. I don't think that he can have a 1994 wake-up call and realize for his own protection, for his own electability, have a transformation. I think that as an ideologue, that he's going to try and do everything he can in the pursuit of his ideology. And I think that a lot of people say that this is a very selfish guy and cares more about his self-image. I think he cares about his ideology. His entire life's path has been in the pursuit of the hard left. And I don't think he's going to learn the lessons. And I don't think the American people in the next 2 years, in watching these bills, which are going to spend us into bankruptcy, are going to have an epiphany and say, yeah, let's bet on bankruptcy.
Andrew, we really want to thank you again for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alan Nathan of Radio America sitting in for Greg Corumbus and reporting for WorldNet Daily. Once again, we've been talking with Andrew Breitbart. Andrew, of course, is a columnist for The Washington Times, bestselling author, and founder of Breitbart.com.